Every year, millions of dollars flow into state political campaigns, and the origin of some of that money is a mystery. Washington State Senator Andy Billig calls it dark money.
To me, spending money on elections without disclosing your donors is dark money. That's secret money.
Senator Billig and a few others are getting behind a bipartisan bill that would change disclosure laws for Washington State nonprofits.
They basically use their nonprofit status to avoid disclosure. This bill will require that all organizations that participate in Washington State elections will have to disclose their donors so that there's transparency and accountability throughout our election system in the state.
Now, what Billig calls dark money is just one type of funding in politics. University of Washington political science professor Mark Smith studies all of them. And Mark Smith says the dark money should matter to voters. He told Jeannie Yandel to imagine someone told you there was lead poison in our air.
Sounds kind of plausible, but you would want to know what's the source of this information. If it was your neighbor, Joe, you might say, "Meh, it could be true. And, you know, Joe's a good guy and he might know what he's talking about." On the other hand, if you heard that it was the source of this information was a Nobel laureate in chemistry, then you're going to give it more credibility. So when you have dark money, you curtail one of the most important means that we use in order to evaluate messages.
Senator Billig's bill targets groups spending over $25,000 in a statewide campaign or groups spending over $5,000 in other campaigns here in Washington State. How much of the money going to political campaigns will this bill actually touch?
So I think of this bill as more of an insurance policy. So far, there hasn't been a whole lot of dark money in our state elections. There has been some amount. For example, the GMO labeling one, there was some dark money in that. But as of a share of the total, it's still a pretty small piece of the pie.
So if this bill gets passed this session, in the short term, how much impact would this bill have?
Just like any insurance policy, you buy the policy because you're trying to head off a bad outcome. This is a part of the pie of campaign spending that could grow. And if you're worried about it growing, then probably the best thing to do is to address it now by putting the disclosure requirements in place so that should that part of the pie grow, it wouldn't be dark money anymore. It would be disclosed money, and therefore voters would have the information available to them of who was doing the funding and do they want to use that information in evaluating the credibility of the messages they're getting.
I'm talking with Mark Smith. He's a political science professor at the University of Washington, and we're talking about dark money. Here in Washington State, there are a group of legislators proposing a bill that would target some of the so-called dark money in political campaigns. On the national front, there's been a lot of discussion about campaign funding, dark money, and who funds whose campaigns. This week, President Obama issued a statement about the Supreme Court case that cleared the way for corporations and unions to give unlimited money to campaigns. Listeners probably know this in shorthand as the Citizens United case. And President Obama's comment was that the ruling from the Supreme Court was wrong, that unlimited contributions should not be allowed. He said it's time to reverse this trend of dark money and big money in politics. Does President Obama's statement indicate that any change is coming at the federal level for dark money?
It indicates that a lot of people are supporting that change, but just like any policy to get passed where you need cooperation from both the Congress and the president, that can be tough to come by in our current political environment. So there has been a bill pending before Congress called the Disclose Act that's very similar to what Senator Billig is proposing here in Washington State, and it has failed in the last 3 years in Congress. So I think it's going to be introduced again, and there are going to be some people pushing for it, but it's not going to go very far at the federal level.
What do you think the likelihood is of a state version passing here during this legislative session?
I'd say a lot better than we see at the federal level. At the state level, there is more bipartisan support, much like we saw at the federal level in previous decades. And I think one of the key differences is that we have these initiative campaigns at the state level that we don't have at the federal level. And really, on both sides of the aisle, people are worried about initiatives with out-of-state money coming in that could be funneled through social welfare or nonprofit organizations that then wouldn't be disclosed to the public. And members of our state legislature on both sides of the aisle are seeing that as a problem that they want to address.
voters who are listening to this interview may feel discouraged. For people who want to see some kind of campaign finance reform, what actions can they take? What would you suggest?
Well, I would say that there are a lot of pieces to that I'd want to pull apart. So like we talked about before, the amount of dark money that's actually in place right now, there's not that much of it. If that's what's keeping you up at night, I'd say go back to sleep. The things that should keep you up, frankly, are not the dark money. It's the money that's in the light. And this bill is not going to change who gives and how much and so on. But like any phenomenon in our politics, if you're worried about the campaign finance system, tackling it in its entirety might be difficult. You'd run up against the Supreme Court, for starters. If you can head off a potential problem of dark money being a growing part of the pie, if you can make some incremental progress, then that's worth doing.
University of Washington political science professor Mark Smith speaking to Jeannie Yandel. Senator Billig's bill had a public hearing this week, and we'll continue to follow it during this legislative session. This is The Record on KUOW.